AI News by Conjero.
A federal appeals court refused Anthropic's emergency bid to pause a blacklisting order. And that simple procedural move changes the story fast.
Right, it stops being an abstract legal skirmish. With the order still in force, Anthropic has to plan around real limits on how its products are distributed, hosted, bought, or deployed.
Exactly. Frontier model firms aren't just model weights. They live in an access stack, cloud hosts, APIs, enterprise contracts, partner channels, all of which become potential liabilities under an order.
And that exposure isn't the same as being found technically defective. The denial leaves the company operationally contested while the case proceeds, which is much harder for buyers and partners to swallow.
Procurement timing matters here. Enterprise buys move slowly, and once a vendor looks operationally risky, pilots stall, renewals get delayed, and extra legal gates appear in procurement.
The first casualties tend to be the access layers, API access, cloud hosting, distribution partners, and deployment reliability. Even if the model still works, perceived risk can stop integration.
This isn't ordinary regulation that says, operate under these rules. A blacklisting can act like an infrastructure denial. It can constrain distribution channels and partners rather than just impose compliance steps.
So market behavior may shift. Buyers will ask which jurisdiction hosts the model, which cloud runs inference, whether contracts survive a restriction, and whether fallback paths exist.
The industry reaction could be more diversification, multi-cloud plans, geographic redundancy, contract segmentation, basically making go-to-market strategy politically resilient.
What to watch next is whether Anthropic can keep distribution stable while the order remains active, and whether partners change posture before the legal fight finishes.
AI News by Conjero.